An ICE detention center capable of holding close to 2,000 people has sat nearly vacant for the last 5 years. Now, a federal judge is lifting a court order allowing the California facility to resume intake, at least temporarily. The Adelanto ICE Processing Center, about 80 miles from Los Angeles, was on the verge of closure while the agency awaited a court ruling. The GEO Group, in partnership with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, runs the facility, costing millions in taxpayer dollars, whether it's open or not. When COVID-19 hit in 2020, the facility saw an outbreak of its own, reducing its population to just 2 after a judge ordered the release of detainees following a lawsuit. For years, the center was prohibited from adding detainees through intake or transfers. But a new court ruling now allows the facility to increase its capacity to up to nearly 500 people. An attorney with the ACLU of Southern California says the pandemic-era ban was only ever meant to be temporary. But she added the history of abuse against detainees at Adelanto should keep the facility closed for good. Last year, dozens of California lawmakers and advocates called on the Department of Homeland Security for a permanent closure of the center, citing lack of medical care and food, while abuse reports are ignored by staff. On the other side, other state representatives believed the opening of Adelanto was long overdue to start detaining immigrants waiting for court hearings. With ICE raids continuing across the country, concerns about the safety of immigrants held at Adelanto are reemerging, especially now that the facility can increase its capacity. The court's decision, however, is independent of the Trump administration's efforts to remove undocumented immigrants and those with criminal records. ICE has continued to expand its contract to keep the facility open in an effort to optimize enforcement resources. Advocates and federal officials work toward a settlement in the lawsuit. A final decision is expected in the spring, when a judge will decide whether the ban can be fully lifted from the detention center and operations can resume.